This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's one of the most anticipated moments in Melbourne's cultural calendar. The Melbourne International Film Festival is back with 18 days of cinematic magic. And today we've had our first glimpse of what's in store. The 2025 First Glance program has just dropped, and joining us in the studio to walk us through it is senior programmer Kate Fitzpatrick. Kate, welcome to Drive.
Thanks, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Kate, first up, how's it feel finally being able to share the First Glance lineup with the the world?
I hope you can all hear me like breathing a sigh of relief. It's really great to have these 30 odd titles out in the world. Like, we work on the program for the full 12 months of the year, so it's so exciting to just give people a little teaser before the main show. So yeah, it's great.
And you're certainly teasing us. What are some of your standouts for this year?
Oh, I mean, there are so many. It's really, really hard to kind of narrow it down. There's probably three that I'd really like to highlight. The first is Twinless. It's a second feature from James Sweeney. It's this fantastic story about this guy who's really looking for connection, and he goes to a support group for people who've lost a twin. But he has not. So he's a complete fraud, but he makes friends with the twin brother of the guy he was seeing who did die. And they embark on this friendship, which, you know, at times teeters on maybe more than that, but it's a really fantastic film with a fantastic performance from Dylan O'Brien, who people might know from the Maze Runner films. He's plays both twins, and he's really fantastic. There's a really gorgeous documentary called Come See Me in the Good Light, which is just a really beautiful story about American poet Andrea Gibson, who's dealing with a cancer diagnosis with their partner, Megan Mally, who's supporting them. But it's an incredibly emotional story, obviously, but it's a really beautiful exploration about how art is really important in times of crisis like that.
And telling stories as well.
Yeah, exactly. Very much so. And they both do that so much. And it's executive produced by Tig Notaro, who's a cancer survivor themselves. It's a really special film. And Sorry Baby is another that I'd really love to highlight. This is premiered in Sundance earlier this year. It's a debut feature by Ava Victor. It's an incredibly accomplished film, full stop, let alone for a first feature. And I think she's really going to be someone to watch.
Let's talk about one of the big centerpieces, Julia Holter, The Passion of Joan of Arc. I'm excited about this because I believe this was originally a silent film. Is it 1928?
That's right. Yes. It's a really famous film, Carl Dreyer's film. And this has been a passion project of our artistic director for quite a number of years now, to try and get Julia Holter out to do a live score to this film. The artist herself, is really passionate about this project. She's performed it overseas before. So this is a really special event. I think people will have to come out and really, because it's one of those very much a special event, collective experience. Yeah, you want to get in on it.
Now, this year's Melbourne International Film Festival Premier Funds slate is particularly strong. Mm. Can you give us a quick snapshot of a couple that you're excited about in that one?
One that's like a really, really fun time. It actually premiered in South by Southwest earlier this year is One More Shot. It's a really lovely, I'm a sucker for a time loop film, Groundhog Day, one of my all-time favorites, Palm Springs, love. And this is very much in the spirit of those films. Mm-hmm. Stars Emily Browning. And it's a really got a great fun vibe, great script by Alice Vulture and Gregory Erdstein, who had a feature at MIFF many years ago called That's Not Me, which is a really great local Melbourne film. That's really fun.
They're stuck in a house party, are they?
Yeah, and she has a time-traveling bottle of tequila.
Oh!
Every time she takes a shot, she resets to the start of the night. So yeah, she's trying to repair an old relationship, essentially.
We're here with Kate Fitzpatrick from Melbourne International Film Festival, chatting about this year's announced First Glance lineup for MIFF 2025. Let's talk about First Light. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, this is a really, really special film. I think when we saw it, we were all very much impressed by it. It's a debut feature. It's incredibly assured filmmaking by James J. Robinson. He spoke to us after the screening, and he's so eloquent in telling the story of this film. It's a first Filipino film that will be in our particular part of our program. It's a really special film. We're hoping to have some really special guests for that film as well.
So that one is called First Light. I'm looking forward to it. Also, I like the sound of Spreadsheet Champions. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is quite delightful, this documentary, and it's kind of been a bit like it's had a really taken the festival circuit a bit by storm this year. Also premiered at South by Southwest, and it's gone on to Hot Docs. It's just this really great, lovely story. It follows six different individuals who are competing at the Microsoft World Spreadsheet Championships. They're from like diverse backgrounds, and it's this really great microcosm of like how we deal with cope with pressure and the different kids and how they manage to get through the competition. I'm really excited about that film too, because it also appears in our MIFF Schools program, which is another section of the program, which is open to secondary and primary school students to come excursion in class, and I think it'll be a really great fun thing for them to explore.
Kate, when you use Microsoft Excel, are you like me? You spend hours shading the cells?
I try and avoid Excel myself. I'm really not a spreadsheet champion at all.
Neither am I.
I love it when I conquer it, but it always takes me a long time.
The shading is the best part, the colours. There's another deeply personal one, not only Fred Dagg, but also John Clark. Tell us about this.
I am so looking forward to this film. I personally have not seen it yet, but I mean, I along with just about everybody, have such a deep affection for John Clark. I was very fortunate to meet him once, and he was truly gracious and delightful and lovely. I was really so excited to read Carl Quinn's piece on it this morning. It just made me all the more excited about it coming out. I can't wait to hear what Lauren Clark has uncovered and is going to share with us. So, yeah, really excited to share
that
with
John's
people.
That's John's daughter, Lauren.
That's right, yeah.
Looking forward to that one. Finally, now tickets for the Julia Holter event, they're on sale, but where can we get our hands on the rest of the program?
Well,
because you've given us so many things we want to see now. we don't want to miss out.
Well, I mean, you can buy passes now. I mean, if you become a MIFF member now, you can get in on early tickets and so forth. The program launches in July. Yeah, 10th of July. Tickets are open to members for, I think, a good 24 hours, and then they'll be open to the public from there.
Kate Fitzpatrick, Senior Programmer for the Melbourne International Film Festival. We're going to have to get you back in July once the program's launched.
I'd love to. Love coming in here.
Thank you for joining us today on Drive.
Thanks, Warren.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.